Neil, N-E-A-L, Brister, B-R-I-S-T-E-R, 925-61. Today, 7/24/24, 62-year-old gentleman comes in today with cough, congestion, sore throat, also with history of prostate cancer. His weight's about 7 pounds down because of summertime he doesn't eat, he says. He's also been feeling tired and weak, period. And he paragraphed medication includes lisinopril that he takes for blood pressure, allergy, none. Family history positive for stroke. COVID immunizations up to date, surgery, left hand surgery, right foot surgery, right knee surgery, medical problems, hypertension, prostate cancer, maintenance exam, colonoscopy is up to date, EGG was done with the last colonoscopy, review of system, weight's down a few pounds, his PSA has been negative per his urologist, has had no cough, has had congestion, has had headache, has had lymph nodes that have been enlarged in the neck. Also, his previous ultrasound showed a minimally fatty liver, which we're going to recheck today as well, what looks like a new thyroid cyst on the right side that we're not seeing last year, we're seeing this year, period. New paragraph on exam, 188 pounds, 99%, 98.1, 16, 61, 116, over 64. Heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs are clear with you. Ronca, abdomen soft, neck stretch, disease, skin shows, no rash, on the coast with amnesia, TMs are red, push to empirics is red, and plain, logical, non-focal. There you go, guys. If he's not better in 2 to 3 days, call me.
Okay.
Take care.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Number one, sinusitis. Number two, bronchitis. Number three, URI. Number four, fatty liver minimal. Number six, thyroid cyst new, 0.2 and 0.6, both right side. Recheck in 3 to 6 months. Next number, PVD, mild. Next number is mild LVH per echocardiogram. No changes. Next number, carotid ultrasound shows no blockage. Next number, prostate scarring and calcification noted. Secondary to prostate cancer. Next number, status post radiation regarding his prostate cancer. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, lymphadenopathy in the neck is consistent with current sinus infection. Next number, history of sleep apnea. Next number uses a sleep apnea with RVH. Next number, he does wear a CPAP at night, and he's pretty good about wearing it every night. Thank you.